Saskatchewan. Oh, my goodness. Summertime in all its glory. Soon to be a thing of the past as autumn, the autumnal equinox will occur here 2 hours from right now. 12:20 over the noon hour is when autumn officially arrives. But the good weather looks like it's going to stay with us for the most part. The Saskatoon area, there's still a slight risk of showers around today, but it's a beautiful morning. Saskatoon 15 degrees, Regina is 18 degrees for the farm folks who are working the land, getting the crop off. Hope continues to be sunny and warm and a nice breeze to help keep the crop dry. Our Evan Bray is doing just that, returning to his farm roots these days, as he's driving the truck out on his brother's grain farm. Evan will be back in the chair here coming up on Thursday morning. Okay, I got to admit, I've seen the odd headline about this story, but I really wasn't up to speed on it, so I've done a little bit reading here, this morning. So in central BC, BC's interior, near the community of Edgewood, BC, there is an ostrich farm. And some time ago, some of the big birds were infected by bird flu, avian flu, and they were ordered by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency that they should be destroyed. The farmer has been fighting this tooth and nail since day one. He's had a number of different court attempts trying to prevent the killing of his flock of 400 ostriches. Gosh. That would be a job, wouldn't it? Like, my God, those birds are massive. And I understand, you know, this is the man's, this is his livelihood. But we're at the point now, it looks like today this cull may be going ahead. It's kind of information that's coming piecemeal. The owner of the farm says the culling of the birds could begin any day now. There are reports this morning of a large RCMP presence near the community. There's reports of a fleet of waste disposal trucks outside the property. So certainly it looks like right now this culling, this killing of these 400 or so ostriches is potentially going ahead. And there's some interesting twist to this story. It even got the attention of some Americans. The Universal Ostrich Farm is what it's called in Edgewood, BC, is calling on people to gather at the property to kind of make a human wall against the killing of these 400 ostriches. Well, there's a fellow in the United States, this Chris Sanders. He's a conservative commentator. Well, he got wind of this story, and he's offering a couple of his ranches as places they could move the ostriches to. This guy's a big landowner, and he's got places in Oklahoma and Texas and South Dakota. I can't imagine the CFIA, which oversees the whole health and safety of livestock operations. There's no way they're going to allow, gosh, how many semis would that take to load up 400 birds, ostriches, and haul them all the way down to these ranches in the United States? You know, I guess the guy trying to make a name for himself or trying to get some attention, but I just can't imagine that they're going to allow the cross-border movement of 400 birds, and especially when there is the risk that they would be carrying avian flu. We'll continue to keep an eye on the situation out in BC and see how this thing plays out today. Coming up a little bit later on this half hour, no, not this half hour, coming up next half hour, what we'll be doing is sharing with you some of the texts we got, as I had mentioned earlier, about the memorial service that was held in Arizona over the weekend for Charlie Kirk and his wife, standing on stage saying she forgives the young man that murdered her husband. Donald Trump, not being quite so forgiving, certainly says he still hates the man, and he hates people that are opposed to what the Trump administration is doing. And so I was asking you, in light of the death of Charlie Kirk, were you aware of him? If not, Did you go out of your way to see, read, listen to some of his teachings, I guess we could say, and what you think of Charlie Kirk, the late Charlie Kirk, what he was saying? Lots of people support what he was about, others not so much. But I got some interesting texts in from some of our listeners that we'll get to in just a few minutes here. I've also got some guests going to join me. I've got them on the line here, so I don't want to keep them waiting too long. But I mentioned when we kicked off the show today, we've got members of the Harlem Globetrotters as they are coming back to Saskatchewan in the early part of the new year. The Harlem Globetrotters celebrating 100 years. 100 years. Have we got time to grab these guys right now? Should we grab them right now? Okay, well, let's grab them right now. We've got, I talked to them earlier today, but we had some technical issues, but we got them back. Wham and Torch on the line from the Globetrotters. You guys okay now?
Hey, hello.
How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Okay, let's start with Torch. What's your story as a member of the Harlem Globetrotters, Torch?
So I've been playing basketball since I was 4 years old. I got a unique story as to how I joined the team. I was a basketball coach, had a youth basketball game in Miami. A former Harlem Globetrotter approached me. He was a referee for the Globetrotters and thought I had some good dribbling ability and thought I should join the team. So he asked if I'd be interested. I sent my video to the scout. They flew me out to Atlanta for a tryout, and pretty much the rest is history. I mean, I'm entering my ninth season with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, been to 50 countries in 5 years, 6 Guinness World Records, a part of an Emmy-nominated TV show. So life has been good, you know, and excited about this 100 year, honestly.
I bet. And Torch George is what we're going by here, right, Torch? So
you're not
the only woman on the team nowadays, are you?
No, we have the most females that we've ever had in the Globetrotter history. So I'm actually the 16th female to join the team. But we've got about 6 females now. So it's been nice to see the new addition of women coming in every single year.
It's got to be kind of cool when you put on a great show, a great exhibition. People of all ages come. You got guys like from my age group that remember Meadowlark Lemon and Curly and all of these great, great players. And now this whole great crowd that just puts on such a super show, and people of all ages love what you're doing. And like, what a show it is, as we've got Wham on the line here as well. Wham Middleton, how many entries have you got in the Guinness World Book of Records?
I got 9. Hold on, it's actually 13 world records. Yeah.
Is this what you do every day? You go to the basketball court and you say, which record can I set today?
that sounds about right. You pinned the tail on the donkey.
You know, it's interesting, too, in the history of the Harlem Globetrotters. I was surprised. I always thought they started in Harlem, but not the case. Who's going to tell me the story about the origin?
Well, we actually originated in Chicago. Our founder, Abe Saperstein, and we got the name Harlem Globetrotters because it was actually during the Harlem Renaissance, and, you know, black people weren't able to play in the NBA, so he made an all-black team, and he took the word Harlem from Harlem Renaissance to make it known that we were an all-black team. And, of course, at the time, he put Globetrotters to make it seem that we were this famous team that traveled all around the world when, in fact, when he made the team, we only played in Southside Chicago. But it came true. Words, he spoke into existence, and we are traveling the globe, putting smiles on millions of faces.
Oh, that's awesome. You did such a great job. So tell me, before I let you go, do the team the players on the Washington Generals, are they people that wanted to be Globetrotters but couldn't make the cut?
I mean, who doesn't want to be a Harlem Globetrotter? I think the Washington Generals are just athletes who love the game of basketball just as much as Globetrotters do. I mean, they try to show us up every night. I mean, Wham can attest, the Washington Generals are getting bigger, stronger every year, and I know in their mind for this 100th, they're trying to spoil it for us, but we got something for that. So we're excited. We're excited. Tickets go on sale today. So go to harlemglobetrotters.com to see Harlem Globetrotters 100-year celebration.
Looking forward to it at the Brandt Center in Regina, Tuesday, January 6th. And again, tickets available now, harlemglobetrotters.com, and you'll have a chance to see Torch George and Wham Middleton and the rest of the crew. Thanks so much for your time, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right, good folks are on the line from Atlanta this morning on the Evan Bray Show, 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.